Thank you for downloading our podcast. Make sure to subscribe to get new ones every week. And don't forget to check out First Methodist Sweetwater's website and social media. Now, here is Pastor Tyler Looney.
Well, it brings me great joy this morning to have Nick Clifton come up and deliver the word. Nick is our director of student ministry / media / anything I ask for him to do, and he's willing to do, which he does a great job helping here around the church. And I'm excited that he is willing to preach this day. And I want to pray before you as you come up, Nick. Why don't you go ahead and come up and set up? I was going to pray over you, but the mic issue is kind of limiting. So you want to stop right here? Come here. There we go. We'll pray right here. By the way, we're family, y'all, just so you know. So, Father, thank you so much for Nick. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity he has today to be a vessel for you. Father, I pray that you would just truly speak boldly through him, maybe a vessel for you, Lord. Prepare our hearts for the word that you had to deliver through him. We thank you for Nick, Lord. We thank you for your word. It's through Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. So, I'm not going to preach right there. That's awkward. This is good. Good morning. So, I have been super excited for this day for about 3-4 weeks now. Tyler told me that I'd be preaching twice before I left for Leveland in May, and he is keeping me to it. As you guys, or some of you know, Tyler and I went on a sermon planning retreat 2-3 weeks ago now, and I was kind of procrastinating writing this sermon because that's what I do best. And on the last day of the sermon planning retreat, I found myself in the chapel of St. Bishop Catholic Retreat Center. And while trying to figure out what the Lord was placing on my heart to talk about, I was, once again, while thinking about that, also trying to procrastinate, and I was like, oh, if I don't write it, it's fine, I'll figure it out, I'll improvise, Tyler's gonna love it. And as I was looking around the room, I saw this banner, and this banner just, it sets up everything for everything I'm gonna talk about today. And the quote is, and on the banner there was a quote from St. Ignatius. Practiced saying that like 10 times before I got up here, just so y'all know. And the quote is, "It is not thou that shapest God, it is God that shapest thee. If thou art the work of God, await the hand of the artist who does all things in due season. Offer him thy heart, soft and tractable, and keep the form in which the artist has fashioned thee. Let thy clay be moist, lest thou grow hard and lose the imprint of his finger." And man, what a quote. So, as I was sitting there and I was really feeling what God was moving through that quote, through that quote in me, I was reminded of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15 through 18, if you'll put that up on the screen, Morgan. It is, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So with that, if you'll join me in prayer. Lord, thank you for today. Father, I pray for our hospitals, our churches, our schools, our students, and all of our workers in the congregation. Lord, I pray that as we talk about your word today, that we remain tractable, that we remain with your impression on us and the impressions that we have on others. It is in your precious name we pray. Amen. So, I've been in Sweetwater for about 1.5 years now. Good job, guys. You put up with me for this long. I'm super proud of y'all. And in that time, I know that you guys have grown to love the always happy-go-lucky Nick that you guys have met. Because, you know, I've always been this giant ball of sunshine and rainbows. I'm joking, for those of you who don't know me very well. But in there's truth in that. In good times and bad, I do find myself going from an ability to rejoice and giving thanks to God to just always looking at the negative, to always being so angry and frustrated and like, oh, well, this didn't do what I wanted it to do, but it still went well. Or, man, this went really bad. But it's still good. Like, good came from it. I often find myself going back to that negativity. And I think that's why this scripture spoke out to me specifically. Because in 1 Thessalonians, Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica. And specifically for this, they were surrounded by a bunch of other churches, a bunch of other religions. And they were trying to fight off, you know, well, they're saying different things than what we're doing and all these other things. And then they started to panic about the resurrection. Like, well, what about those who died? Like, do they get to come back? Like, I don't know what's going on. And in my search or in my research into this scripture, this line of Paul wrote to them because they were hopelessly grieving. And the hopelessly grieving part, I was like, man, I find myself doing that over the smallest of things, the easiest of things too. Like when we run out of butter, I'm just like, oh my gosh, life is over. Everything is meaningless. And then I'm like, well, it's not that bad, I guess. And then I get to go to the store and buy things I don't need, like energy drinks. But as much as I still struggle with this rejoicing now, I used to be much worse. And it's really thanks to a good friend of mine named Scott Cooper, who really changed who I am now. He left an imprint on my life. So for those of you, some of you may know of Cooper if you've ever been up to the W.T. Wesley Foundation, but Cooper is the living embodiment of today's text. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks to the, give thanks in all circumstances, for it is the will of Christ Jesus, will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He truly lives that scripture. Now, as much as that is a good thing, I found it so frustrating. Because there'd be times I'd come from a class and I'm like, oh, I'm so mad. And Cooper'd be like, what's wrong? And I'd tell him, like, well, I failed this test. And he's like, well, did you study for it? No. Well, did you read the scripture? Or did you read what you needed to do? No. Did you sleep before your exam? No. You know, all the good things. And I'd be like, Cooper, just be mad with me. Just be mad with me in this moment. He'd be like, okay. And then he'd start to smile. And then you'd look at him and you're just like, stop smiling, Cooper. And he'd just start to laugh. And then at that point, it's kind of hard to be mad when someone else is laughing. You're like, I'm still mad. And he'd just laugh. And I'd be like, all right, I'm not as mad. So there's that. And this wasn't the only thing that Cooper did. Cooper was known for being constantly in prayer. So constant, he was always late to everything. He would be, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to get coffee with Cooper. And you'd be like, so we're meeting at, you know, the coffee place at 1, right? And he's like, I'll be there. Well, 1 turns into 1:30, turns into 2:30, turns into never. And I call him like, Cooper, what are you doing? He's like, sorry, kinfolk, I was just praying. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're not going to get coffee or like, you know? And he's like, well, I'll walk over there. And then, of course, what turns into a 5-minute or what should be a 5-minute walk turns into a 2-hour walk. And he's just praying the whole time. And I'm like, man, that is so annoying, Cooper. Stop praying. You know, it's so annoying. Please stop. And there'd be times where we'd be walking together and he'd be like, you know, talking about video games or whatever. And be like, let's pray. And I'm like, right now? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, we're in the middle of the street. We should probably not close our eyes and walk around. And he's like, no, just keep your eyes open and pray. Walk with me. And I'd be like, okay, this is kind of weird, but like, sure. But then as time went on, I found myself starting to do those same things. I would be driving somewhere and be like, I need to pray right now. Or I'd find myself working on something and be like, I need to stop and pray. Cooper was always late because he was praying. And it was very annoying. And also, when it says give thanks in all circumstances, Cooper has got to be one of the best at it. Cooper had a workout ministry at WT called West Flexus. His name, I didn't come up with it. It was his idea. He we would have a workout plan for outside, and we'd have like 30 people coming to this, and it's a huge outreach event, and we're so excited to be able to share the gospel with these people, but also to, you know, work out, because that's what we were doing. And we'd set up all the equipment, and it would rain. And I'd be like, oh, I'm so mad, this is so dumb. And Cooper's like, praise God, we're gonna watch a movie instead. And we'd watch a movie. And he would take all this negativity and just make it good. And I, over time, very long time, about 5 years of working with Cooper, started doing the same thing. I mean, I think about our mission trip to New Orleans. We were expected to have more work than what they, we expected for them to have more work for us. But they ran out. They were just like, oh, you've done all the mission work you can do here. And we're like, oh, it's Wednesday. And they're like, yep. And we were there till Friday. So we ended up going to an aquarium. And it was a great time. And I was like, this is awesome. It was really nice to spend time with the youth. And at a moment where I could have been mad and could have been so angry and been like, oh, this is so stupid and ugh, I changed and was like, well, this is a good thing. The youth, I mean, we did a lot that week. It was a long week. But Cooper, I mean, if you ask anyone at WT or anyone that knows Cooper, he's always praying, he's always giving thanks to the Lord, and he's always rejoicing, no matter how annoying or frustrating it may be in the moment. And as Cooper faithfully, and now I still find myself cutting my prayer time short because I'm like, I gotta hurry up and do this, or, you know, being mad when they mess up my coffee order instead of just being like, I have coffee, or not giving glory to God in all circumstances. Because Cooper faithfully lived this scripture, he left an imprint not just on my life, but so many others. So as I continue to prepare for this sermon, the last part of verse 18 just was really lingering on my heart, which is, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And I think that's what makes Cooper special, is that it's not Cooper that is just so awesome and great and fantastic. It's God moving through Cooper, which allows him to really impact a lot of people. And as I was thinking about, as I was sitting in the chapel of the retreat center, I was thinking about, you know, the imprint, and I thought of the person spinning the clay pot, you know, the clay. And that took me to Isaiah 64:8, which is, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. And I was just like, man, I don't know how I'm gonna tie this into my sermon, but it's an awesome scripture and I love it. And then I sat with Tyler and we kind of hashed it out, but it came down to, as we abide in Christ, he molds us and forms us. And because Cooper faithfully lived that scripture, he had that imprint, the thumbprint of God on him, right? And that imprint, after spending so much time with him, started to leave on me. And even as God forms us, you know, if we fall short, abiding in Christ gives us the grace to grow from our mistakes. So I want to read the banner again, or the quote from the banner again, which is, it is not thou that shapest God, it is God that shapest thee. If thou art the work of God, await the hand of the artist who does all things in due season. Offer him thy heart, soft, tractable. Keep in the form in which the artist has fashioned thee. Let thy clay be moist, lest thou grow hard and lose the imprint of his fingers. So, as we get ready to wrap up this morning, or at least my part of it, do you find yourself struggling to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, or giving thanks in all circumstances? Because I know I do, constantly. But I get to find peace. I encourage you to find peace in knowing that as you abide in Christ, he abides in you. For he is the potter and we are the clay. And make sure that you are seeking to be a Scott Cooper in someone else's life. Because that may be God's way of using you to mold others. So with that, if you all will bow your heads, and I'll be able to pray us out. Lord God, thank you for today. Lord, I just pray that as we go from here, we take the imprint that you have left in our lives, and we get to share it with others. And Lord, if we do find ourselves struggling to rejoice in the moment, to give thanks to you in all circumstances, and to pray without ceasing, Lord, that we just know that you are with us, and Lord, that even if we fall short, your grace and your glory give us the, you know, ability to grow. And Father God, I just pray that as we get ready for some baptisms,
that we remember our own baptism. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen.